Elections officials testify. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot examines claims of a pressure campaign by then-President Trump and members of his administration over results of vote tallies.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says state and federal law enforcement debunked several allegations of voter fraud and recounted votes multiple times.
Three counts, all remarkably close, which showed that President Trump did come up short.
Raffensperger testified in person along with Arizona's Republican House Speaker Rusty Bowers about conversations with members of former President Trump's legal team.
You are asking me to do something against my oath, and I will not break my oath.
Bowers says he was asked to recall Arizona's electors bound to President Biden. The select committee says Republicans in several states attempted to send an alternate slate of Trump electors to be counted on January 6th. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Contest in three states tonight in Alabama's runoff election. Congressman Mo Brooks, who former President Trump had endorsed, faces Katie Britt. Trump's now backs her. There are also contests in Virginia and Georgia. As President Biden considers a holiday on the federal gas tax, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's energy secretary is taking action this week.
I can confirm here, I know it's been kind of been reported out there, Secretary Granholm is going to be meeting with the seven CEOs on Thursday, this coming Thursday.
President Biden said yesterday he hopes to have a decision on gas tax holiday by the end of the week. Senators are close to an agreement on bipartisan gun legislation. This comes 9 days after a framework proposal which would toughen background checks and beef up penalties for gun traffickers was agreed to. Votes could come later this week. The jury in Bill Cosby's sexual assault civil trial has reached a verdict. It'll be announced in a California court this afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The nation's highest court won't get involved in lawsuits brought against the maker of Ween Killer.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected an appeal by Bayer to stop thousands of lawsuits the company faces from people claiming its Roundup Weed Killer causes cancer. The justices leaving in place a $25 million judgment in favor of a California man who says he developed cancer after using Roundup for decades at his San Francisco Bay Area property. Bayer has argued that federal regulators have repeatedly determined its products are safe and the lawsuit should be dismissed. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has reportedly reached an agreement to settle 20 of the 24 civil lawsuits filed against him by women who accused him of sexual assault and harassment. An attorney for the women said in a statement the settled lawsuits will be dismissed once the paperwork is done. Watson has denied any wrongdoing. The richest man in the world is a step closer to acquiring Twitter.
Billionaire Elon Musk gets a green light in his bid to take over Twitter, whose board of directors unanimously recommended shareholders approve his $44 billion buyout offer. According to an SEC filing, the board stating they determined it to be fair and in the best interests of the social media company and its stockholders, who'd be entitled to $54.20 a share once the merger is complete. The Tesla CEO has cast doubt, though, on the number of users on the platform and Twitter's assessment that bots make up fewer than 5% of users. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Broadway theaters will no longer require audiences wear masks starting next month. The Broadway League made the announcement earlier today that mask wearing will be optional. In May, most theaters lifted proof of vaccination to enter. The league says the policy will be evaluated on a monthly basis. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.